Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another exciting broadcast of Deep Calleth Unto Deep. I'm your host, Jeremy Lopez, and I want to talk to you today basically about reevaluating your life. And the reason why, because you know what? I have gone through seasons of my life where every season I need to be able to sort of reevaluate and take a look at my life to see if what I'm saying is still being effective, if what I'm saying is maybe on overtime as far as maybe I need to change my terminology because my revelation inside of me has actually grown more involved into something else. And so if you look at seasons of your life, you'll begin to realize that the natural seasons are a lot like the seasons of our own lives. And even though the season in the spirit is not like maybe a 3-month period or 4-month period, but we notice it in the seasons of God where one season could be anywhere from 6 months to 10 years. I mean, we really don't know sometimes what the seasons represent as far as longevity wise or how short or how long it is, but we have to remember that every season will present itself to us and present a certain message, a certain theme, a certain maybe revelation or a certain way in which we're called to live or be. And a lot of times we have to remember that seasons come and go, and as seasons come and go, there'll be emphasis. God will cause you to emphasize certain things, and yet when you get in the next season of your life, that emphasizing might be gone. It might be something that's, you know, you can't muster up anymore, you can't pull up, you can't resurrect, you can't, you know, pull from the dead, so to say. Once something has passed, we need to learn to let it go. And one of the things I've realized in my life is I'm seeing a lot of people within the different movements of the earth and where they're finding themselves stuck in a rut. You know, I could name to you certain prophetic people that I feel are stuck in a rut where, you constantly prophesy around the same type of vein, the same kind of things or the same tone that you have, or maybe your perception is never really changed. It's constantly the same. Well, when you look at the natural seasons of the earth, we notice that in one season called summer, it gets pretty hot, and depending on where you live in the world, but it gets pretty hot, does it not? And as one season begins to get pretty hot, things begin to come to full volume of blooming, and you get the beautiful flowers, you get the fruit and everything else. But then you begin to move into what they call fall season or autumn, where the weather usually feels really good about that time of year, you know, where it's not too hot, not too cold, it's just right, you know. And during that season is where you begin to see the leaves begin to fall and begin to discolor and find that you know, no longer the beautiful green, but now they're turning a little bit of a beautiful, like a orangey yellow look, you know, and then they get into a brown look, and all of a sudden, guess what? They fall off and the trees are left bare. And when you look at that, you have to remember that in this season, guess what? The temperatures, the climate, the atmosphere, the environment has changed. And because it has changed, it's actually affected nature. It has affected the trees. It's affected the leaves. It's affected flowers. It will affect animals, you know, knowing that they'll be finding themselves storing up. Maybe if you're a squirrel, you find yourself storing up nuts, you know, for the winter. Or if you're a bear, you're getting ready for that place of habitation to sort of, you know, lie dormant, you know, within the winter season. So no matter what animal you are or creature you are or tree or plant, even the grass, everything begins to go into a different type of change. And whether it's discoloring, whether it's a this or whether it's that, everything tends to move into a different type of living pattern, okay? Now, because of that, we have to learn to look at the situations of these seasons and remember that if the attitude or the atmosphere, let's put it this way, the attitude of the atmosphere, how's that? If the attitude of the atmosphere has shifted, which means if the attitude, you know, which we'll call the climates of the hot versus cold and things begin to change, that means that creation changes too. So if creation changes by the atmosphere or the, we'll call the attitude of the atmosphere, then that means that within your life, you might feel as if a climate change has come, which might represent a new attitude for you, beginning to come into play for you. You can expect that your creation, your environment, your insides of maybe your mind, of all the mindsets and the way you process things by different thoughts and stuff, you can't expect that to stay the same anymore. It will no longer remain the same. And the reason why, because you are at a place in your life where when the atmosphere changes, everything around it changes with the atmosphere, which means that you you have your insides, your mindset, your mind, will, and emotions, your perception, everything about you should also be reevaluated to say, I've got to be normal by the nature of the climate that is now taking place in this new season of my life. Which means the normal side is I've got to go with the flow. And so what we do is we make it abnormal by we're making everything in our life stay and remain the same, while the atmosphere or the attitude of the atmosphere, if I can put it that way again, is changing. And so we expect for everything else to remain the same. But yet when we go outside in the winter, let me ask you a question. Do you go outside in the winter and do you see trees beautifully green and the flowers all blossomed and yellow? And do you see pollen in the air? And do you see, you know, the grass is beautiful green? No, you will never see that stuff. Because when the atmosphere changes and the cold weather comes, everything either dies or goes into dormancy. So knowing that you either go into being in a place of being dormant or either you die to where new birth and new growth begins to happen, you've got to remember and realize that the nature of the kingdom of God is that shifting takes place within the climate changes of the seasons of your life, which means you have to take a good hard look at your life and you have to learn to reevaluate. Am I looking at the situation the same that I did last year? Or am I able to take a different approach this season? Am I able to look at how my perception receives data and information even from God? Is it still remaining the same, or has it gone to a deeper level? Has it gone to an expanded level? Have I closed off, or have I opened up? You know, you can never be open up too much with God, but, you know, or am I open up the same way that I was last year? Everything about you should change. The way you perceive people, the way you listen to people, the way you talk to people, the way you receive people, and the way you give of your life away. Everything in our lives must be reevaluated. One of the main things I teach in all my teachings in my courses and schools is you have to learn to be the observer of your own consciousness. You've got to learn to be the observer of your own life. Now you might say to yourself, well, yeah, the seasons come, and this season tends to be long. It tends to be just dreadful. You know, financially, I'm drained. I can't seem to get a job. I mean, everything, my low self-esteem has come now. Everything that I used to be as far as a strong man, a strong woman, all the strength to take on the world is just left me because I'm sitting here in this dry desert of this season, and I'm wondering why everything is so cold, and nothing is moving, nothing is shifting, nothing is shaken. There's no new birth, new blossoming taking place. There's no leaves on the trees beginning to happen. What's going on with me? Well, you have to remember that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And what that means is this. You might be in that midnight hour. You might be in a cold winter season right now, but you're guaranteed it's going to shift and change. Here's what I would recommend for you to do, and I'm talking prophetically right now to somebody, and I think that person knows exactly who I'm talking to right now. We have thousands and thousands of listeners, and you know what? Each one of you needs to receive this message the way that you can process it, the way that God is ministering to you. But to one particular person right now, this is what I would say. In your winter season, are you trying to keep everything alive in your winter season? Are you trying to let the tree still bear forth a lot of fruit and have the green leaves? Or are you forcing the flowers to blossom and bloom and look pretty like it should because you're scared to let go? Even though the cold air is here, do you know when you have a plant that is open and blossom, for example, if you immediately expose it to cold air, you'll kill the entire thing. And you have to remember that when the seasons come and go, when the trees and everything tends to die off and stuff, there's a dormancy, so to say, that creation goes into when there's a cold air, a cold atmosphere in the changing of from maybe fall to winter. But it closes itself up to protect it, to where it'll stay alive, but it'll look like it's dead, but it will stay and remain alive until the next season approaches, and then it'll begin to open itself back up. Creation will open itself back up and say, I'm alive. I've just been sleeping. I've been in a state of dormancy. So because of that, you have to remember that if you expose certain things, and it's very important you understand when I say this, if you allow certain things to remain open and not allow it to go into the effect that it needs to go into, you can call it metamorphosis. You can call it, you know, the shifting of how having to close itself off to protect itself from the cold air. But if you do not allow it to do that, you'll kill it, and you'll kill everything around you. There are so many things right now, and I'm speaking to one particular person right now, and that is this: if you allow things in your life not to shift and change with the seasons and the times that come and the cycles of your life that come, if you try to keep certain things alive, you will not allow it to protect itself, go into dormancy, protect itself, even though it might look like it's dead, because out of fear you're saying to yourself right now, everything around me is dying. I can't afford for the things that look beautiful that I hold on to so dear. I can't afford for those things to remain, you know, to die. I can't lose everything. Let me tell you something, folks. In my life, there's times in every one of our lives where you will reach a place in your life where sometimes you will lose everything. And you know what God says? God says, you didn't actually lose everything. Your perception thinks that you lost everything. But sometimes you just need to give up things and let it begin to go into a dormancy stage. Let it begin to protect itself. And that's my covering and protecting over it. Let me protect those things that's trying to protect itself from the atmosphere around it. And when you do, when you get into your new season, you'll become like Job. Job lost everything, even his family. He lost everything, his cattle, everything. But yet in the new season, when God came upon Job, guess what happened? God restored more than what he asked for. I call that a double portion. God gave Job a double portion, more than what he had before, into his life. And you know why? Because I believe Job had no choice but to go with the flow of God, allow things to quote-unquote die, but yet it was actually just being protected in a dormant state of being. And when it began to happen, guess what? It knew what it was doing. Folks, your life knows what it's doing. When you give into the power and the presence of the seasons of God, your life knows how to protect. And the things in your life knows what to do with what's happening. And when the climate change comes, it says, look, you might not see me for a while. You might think I've walked out of your life. You might think I'm no longer there. But I'm here to tell you, I'm just protecting the valuable things that God has placed in me to give into your life. So let me go for a season. And if I die, guess what? I'm not dead. I might resurrect in a different way. Folks, let me tell you something. If you feel as if right now that you're going through a hard state of stage in your life, and maybe you feel, but I can't afford to lose my home, Jeremy. I can't afford to lose this company. I can't afford to lose this happen in my life. I can't take anymore. You know, God is so faithful. He won't put things upon you. And we say this way, you know, more than you can handle. But what God is saying is this: I don't want to put a whole lot upon you this season, because there's a lot upon you now that's actually good. It's just in a dormant state of being, but you don't realize the good things and the treasures and the riches and the values that you already have far beyond anything that you can ask or think. In other words, the materialistic things you have right now, they mean nothing, because I'm trying to let them protect themselves to where when you get into a new season, even though you might think you've lost it all, when you get into a new season, all those valuable things that you have in your life that's been dormant, it's going to awaken to you and it's going to come forth in a different way. You know, when a flower blooms, there have been times when I've gotten a lot of pretty plants and I thought, man, will it ever bloom? And I got used to seeing these plants with these beautiful, in the summertime, beautiful green leaves and everything. And I thought to myself, wow, these plants are beautiful. And yet I had no clue on some of them if they would ever bloom, because I didn't even know they actually do bloom. I just thought they just have beautiful green leaves. And then guess what? In the next year, once it dies out and it comes back, in the next season, that same season that it bloomed in the green leaves, guess what happened? Not only was there beautiful green leaves, there was flowers blooming forth. I didn't even know they even had flowers, much less what colors they were. So through that, you've got to realize God is protecting. Those things in your life know what they're doing. They're protecting themselves because God called them to protect themselves. That in the seasons of your life, when the season rolls around, not only will it come forth, but it'll come forth in a different way to you. It might not look the same. If you lose your house, guess what, folks? The next season, you're going to get a better house. And it might not be bigger, but it's going to be more efficient. It might not be what you had before, but I promise you this, it's going to give you more room. You're going to find it more spacious. You're going to find details of that house that you did not find in your last house. So whatever it is in your life you feel as if you need to lay down, you need to just let it go and go with the flow of the seasons, folks, you just have no clue. Those beautiful beautiful things that go into dormant stages, you may never know that next season you'll find a flower attached to those green leaves. And you might say, I didn't even know you bloomed, because God is always wanting to surprise you with something better. But you have to allow Him to. And if you don't let go of the certain things that you love and do you hold near and dear to your heart, if you don't let go, you will never know that those beautiful flowers that you let go next season will come back better, stronger, beautiful, and also with a beautiful flower attached to it. Folks, today, reevaluate yourself. Find things in your life that you feel maybe God, and God is not looking at you saying, I want to take everything from you. God is not that type of God. What He's doing, though, is He's trying to let you understand, if you want more, you have to give away more. If you want less, then give away less. If you want me to move you, listen to me now. I'm prophesying to some of you right now. If you want me, the Lord showed me earlier just now, He said, if you want me to give you more that I've waited for so long to give you in this next season, then in this season right now, you've got to give away more. You've got to find yourself at a place of nothingness. It's not the fact God is saying, I want to take from you. You've been a bad person. You've done naughty. I'm going to take from you. You're so arrogant or so stupid or so stubborn. I've got to take from you. God's not doing that. What God is saying is you just don't know the joy that comes in the morning, and it's going to be a powerful experience for you, but you've got to realize that weeping will endure this night. And so find in this season what it is that you can pull from. Find in this season what it is that you can let go and let it go and protect itself in a dormant state, to where when you get into the morning season, you'll watch the valuable things of the kingdom of God unfold to you, and it won't look like before. It'll be better and stronger and faster than it ever has been in your life. That's the healthiness of the processes of our God. And let me tell you something. If you haven't gone through that, trust me, in your life you will. And it's a great feeling. It's a good feeling. You might not like it when you're there, but it's a good feeling. It's that place of saying, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And you know what? The psalmist never said, Father, in the name of Jesus, get me out of this horrific, hellish valley. The psalmist knew it's part of life. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you know what? Hey, I'm not going to fear. And you know why I'm not going to fear? Because I have the rod and the staff God's given me that will lead me through this thing. And so look at it this way, that God is leading you to a new season, and you've got what you need in this season. Just keep, folks, listen to me, just keep what you need. Keep what you need in this season, thy rod and the staff, and therefore it'll lead you through to another season. And guess what? God is a God of faithfulness. He'll give you more than what you've bargained for. And you think before you were prosperous? You think before that you had a lot? You think before that God was just so good to you? Folks, here's what I tell people. When you say God is good, if you dare even think that God is good and you stop at the goodness of God there, God will say, I'm going to show you, I'm not good. I'm amazing. I'm great. I'm better than good. And so God will actually, listen to me now, God will actually take the goodness of that nature out of your life to where He can open another door for you to see not how good He is, but how great He is. And then He'll take that greatness out of your life again one day when you put Him in that comfort zone. Hello. You can put God in a comfort zone of goodness. You can put God in a comfort zone of greatness. And when you do, guess what God does? God says, oh, time for expansion. He will remove the way you view Him out of your life to be able to bring forth a bigger expandedness in your conscious mind, in your spirit, in your life of truly God saying, you think I'm good? You haven't seen the best of me yet. Folks, the best of God is about to hit you, but you've got to let go. Let go and let God this season. By the way, folks, I want to remind you, don't forget to go to our website, identitynetwork.net. I really, really, really mean this from the bottom of my heart. I want to be able to do a life coaching session with you. So many of us in our lives need the counsel of many. The Bible says, in the counsel of many, there's wisdom. And folks, I don't care how addicted you are to your pastor, he's not the counsel of many. He is one out of so many people in your life that God will bring your way to say, look, do you need different sides of God? Do you need to know how different parts of how God thinks? You can't get all that through one person. You need to be able to surround yourself with the counsel of many. Let me help life coach you. Go to our website, identitynetwork.net, and choose a 30-minute session or an hour session. Just process it through our website. And then what will happen is my staff will contact you. We will set up a great appointment with you over the phone to our guests. What everything is confidential. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about, and we'll watch God move in the session. And I guarantee you, God moves, because we're two or more gathered in His name, His power, His presence, His essence, His beingness is right there. And when you're in the presence of an Almighty God, let me tell you something, folks, you can't shut Him up. He is going to want to talk to you more than what you want to say to Him. And so always know that. Let God reveal Himself in a life coaching session to you as the ending from the very beginning, and He'll do it. All right? So contact us or call my office right now at 205-362-7133. That's 205-362-7133. All right? God bless you. Until our next broadcast, have an amazing day. And don't forget to start creating what God has wanted you to create in your life this week.